My name is Kiana Harris. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I like to read from an excerpt from my forthcoming debut memoir titled Mainline Mama, published by Amistad Press. The instructor stood in the pool and told us to jump. He held his arms out ready to catch us. I was skeptical because I'm scared of the water, but the instructor swore he'd catch me. I closed my eyes and thought it would be easy enough, but my stomach was in knots. I told myself, it'll be okay. You can do this, Kiana. He's got you. I jumped. The water rushed over my head. I couldn't breathe. I panicked and started flopping around. I struggled in the water, tried reaching for something, anything. Finally, the instructor pulled me up and put me at the edge of the pool. You said you were going to catch me, I yelled. I wanted you to experience putting your head under the water, he shrugged. Angry, I stopped back to claim my towel. I didn't tell Kawhi or anybody I was leaving. The instructor was a liar. I wrapped myself in my towel and decided I was going home, beads clicking and clacking as I stomped out of Will Rogers Park. My feet burned against the hot concrete, but I wasn't stopping. Granny's house was only a block away. At Granny's door, I paused. I needed to fix my face before I went inside. I opened the door slowly and made a beeline for the bathroom. My little one piece clung to my skin the way it's supposed to, but I wanted it off. It was like peeling off a layer of dead skin, slow and uncomfortable. I finally get it off and shower, rinsing off the chlorine, the park, all of it. I don't trust swim instructors or the water. How could I trust anything that's see-through? How can I trust it to hold me? I was done. Done with men lying, saying they would catch me, and done believing something I couldn't see would keep me afloat. The swim lesson became a life lesson for me. That was the day it clicked that I can't trust people. I would have to learn to float on my own before learning to swim. After that, I became water. I held up my granny, my mama, my daddy, and later Jason. I never let their lungs fill up with water. I never let them suffocate. I let them lay on my back and I carried them safely to shore. I let them ingest me until they were full. They needed me to survive. I didn't learn to swim until I turned 38. After Will Rogers Park became Ted Watkins Park, after I moved to Arizona and learned at Pecos Park, I laid atop the water, eyes to the sky, and I didn't sink. I knew then that I didn't need anyone to catch me.